Let's go to the phones. First time caller line. Welcome to Coast, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, my name is John. I'm calling from Wilmington, North Carolina.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I've got a story for you. I'm actually a security guard at a mall.
Okay, and this is just an open line story, right? This is not truth or trash.
This is just an open line.
Okay,
story.
All right.
I work here, and I've been working here for probably about 6 or 7 months, and I've had an experience since I've been here, since I worked third shift, that there's actually, the mall's actually haunted. And it's pretty spooky.
The entire mall is haunted?
Well, the mall's pretty big, and there's only really one section that's haunted. And I didn't notice it at first. I just thought someone was playing with it. Someone might have been in the mall. I keep it pretty secure, but
sure.
I figured someone was getting in.
It would be easy to hide, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty cautious about it because, you know, for safety reasons, I want to make sure and check every nook and cranny.
Absolutely, sure. I understand.
But, I've heard footsteps and things like that, and I kept telling my boss, I'm like, you know, there's somebody in here. And he, you know, would just shrug it off and say, we can just keep checking, you know, if it is, he'd chase him out. Well, one night I was walking, and I was coming around this corner, and there was a door behind me, and it was, through the door was a long fire hall, probably about 50 feet, and there was an entrance at the end of that hall. So I'm walking past the door, and I go about 10 feet, and I hear the door slam open. And I look back, and I see it closing, so I run. And I look down the hall, and there's nobody there. I mean, this hall is probably 50 feet long at least. So there's no way someone could have made it from that point all the way to the other door and gone out of that door. So it spooked me out. So I went upstairs, and I'm going upstairs near that door, and I hear that door open again. So I run back downstairs and look, and there's no one there. I check, you know, I spend 5 minutes checking everywhere, and I can't, you know, see anything. So I'm going back to the office, and which is right down the hall, and I hear that door open again. So I run back, and this time it just freaks me out so much I just go outside. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to stay outside the rest of the night pretty much. Well, 2 weeks later, it was the night before Halloween, I was getting off my break, and I was walking down this hall, and all of a sudden I heard I stopped because you get that feeling, you know, where you get that tingly feel.
Oh, yeah.
Something's weird. And I'm wearing a jacket, and, you know, it's cold outside and everything, but, you know, I was wearing a jacket and gloves, and, you know, it was no way for me to be cold. So it was that feeling, that odd feeling. And I heard a laughing. Somebody was laughing. It was like, hey, 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 hey. And I heard it just like that. You know, I took off running. I was like, man, that's...
Even you, the tough security guy, he wanted out of there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had things since that, like, the whole break, you know, like, 18 breakers going off at once, and then 30 seconds later, all coming back on.
What kind of land was the mall built on top of? It wasn't a cemetery or anything, was it?
It was, well, this whole area, of course, the coast of Wilmington was, you know, Civil War battlegrounds and different, you know, places like that. It was all battlegrounds everywhere. But supposedly there was some construction worker who died a while back, and they call him Bob.
You mean while the mall was being built?
Supposedly, they said that, and I don't really know what to believe, but, you know, I've heard that it's Indian burial ground right here on top of Civil War, you know, monument, and where, you know, those Civil War was going on all through, and a lot of battles and things, people died, you know, tragic stuff.
Okay, thanks for the story.
No problem. You
appreciate it. You know, I was gonna say that, too, that maybe a construction worker might have died on the scene, and he's still around.